Entitlement reform has long kind of been considered a third rail in American politics, you know, the thing that nobody wants to touch. But with the insolvency of Social Security and Medicare creeping closer, that perception might need to change. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. My guest today is Patrick Hedger. He is the executive director of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, and that group has just put out a new poll this week that I think challenges some of those assumptions about some of these political assumptions about entitlement reform in Washington. He joins us now on the phone to talk about it. Patrick, thanks for taking some time with us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with kind of the big picture here, Patrick. I mean, as I said, this is like a third rail issue in American politics. Nobody really wants to talk about this looming insolvency of the two big entitlement programs. But it seems like maybe voters have a more serious view of this than many politicians do.
Yeah, absolutely. I, frankly, was a little shocked by how overwhelming the responses were in our poll, right? We construct polls at TPA to tell us information, not tell us what we want to hear. But regardless, this poll showed us that overwhelming majorities were talking, depending on the question, in the 80s and 90% of voters saying they want to be leveled with on what to do about Social Security and Medicare. And when you level with voters, when you give them the straight talk that so many politicians promise but fail to deliver on, that they understand that these programs aren't sustainable. And they understand that the rhetoric about, oh, this person is talking about cutting your Social Security or Medicare benefits, I think the average voter does understand that if nothing happens, if we allow current law to proceed as it's written, these programs, they'll cut themselves, and they could bring down big chunks of the economy with them.
I think the most striking number to me was 5% in this poll. That was the number of people, number of respondents that said, oh, it's fine. You know, we don't have to do anything about these programs, because that's the thing you hear from, like, I mean, President Joe Biden back during the State of the Union, right? Got into it with Republicans where he was accusing them of trying to cut Social Security, and they're standing up saying, no, we're not going to do that. But you hear the same thing from, like, former President Trump talks a lot about, like, trying to demagogue against Democrats or DC elites or whatever, trying to change Social Security. You hear so much of this from politicians on both sides trying to accuse the other side of changing things. But there's actually like such a slim majority of voters that seem to hold that opinion.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And I think this really challenges what anybody has heard in a political science degree, that you can't talk about entitlements. Why? Because the people that benefit from entitlements are predominantly older Americans, and older Americans vote at a higher propensity than anybody else. This poll has completely changed that perception, at least for me, and I hope it does for others as well. That's the goal of it. You can talk about these things. You should be leveling with the American people, because again, If nothing is done, those cuts are coming, and that'll be a bipartisan problem, or Congress will be faced with having to inject a massive amount of cash to save these programs. And look, we're not talking like this is the early 2000s when interest rates were at, you know, near historic lows, and we're not talking about a time when 2030 is way too far over the horizon to even be thinking about this. The next Congress and the next administration, if Joe Biden is reelected or somebody else gets elected, we'll have to deal with this problem. There's just no way around it. It's here. It's now. And we've got to be talking about how we're going to stave off some kind of catastrophe, whether that's a dramatic overnight cut in benefits or a massive cash infusion from the federal government to save these programs. And that cash infusion is going to be new debt. And that new debt is going to be issued at historic interest rates.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's still far away to me. Like, 2030 sounds like it should be so far off in the future. I think that's a great way to think about it, though. I mean, let's say a Republican wins in 2024, and let's say it's a Republican who's eligible to run for re-election. I mean, by the time you get to the end of that potential next 8-year presidential term, you've come right up against it. Like, that's how far away we are, basically, at this point. We are 2 presidential terms away from the insolvency date, which is estimated to be somewhere around 2033 or so for Social Security, Medicare even sooner than that. These are obviously things that we have to be talking about, and we are talking about here. We're talking with Patrick Hedger, who is the executive director of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, about this new poll that TPA has done looking at some of these, you know, I think challenging some of these notions about entitlement reform in D.C. Patrick, not a lot of time left here, but I want to get into just briefly, if we can, some of the solutions that you guys looked at. And in particular, one of the things that that you presented your respondents in the poll with was some of these ideas about, like, maybe changing the way benefits are structured, cutting other government programs. Like, tell us a little bit about that direction.
We put up a lot of different solutions against each other so folks could kind of rank what they think is probably the most feasible would impact them the least. And we still found like wide support for a number of different potential solutions. You know, one of the most popular ones was means testing these programs, making sure billionaires aren't collecting Social Security and Medicare, folks that truly don't need these things that could save quite a bit of money. Raising the retirement age wasn't quite as popular, but still enjoyed, you know, in the 30s to 40% support. So there's a couple of different avenues that we pulled here. But what we consistently found is that folks, there was a wide base of support for really any number of actions to try and save these programs. And saving these programs doesn't mean continuing with the status quo and infusing new cash. You can improve these programs with market-based reforms. Privatizing certain aspects of these programs can reduce the cost but increase the quality of the product that the beneficiaries are getting. So the idea that we need to restructure these programs and make them less of a benefit is not necessarily the case.
Yeah, I think a lot of the stress around these issues comes from the uncertainty of it, right? And people feel like they just can't trust that it's there. And in some ways, if you privatize some of these things, you really actually give people maybe more security in knowing that their retirement savings are there and they don't have to trust like the politicians to deliver on these promises. Obviously, the first step to getting to those solutions, getting to any agreement about what that future might look like is just talking about it. And hey, you can do that. We can talk about entitlement reform. It shouldn't be this scary thing that nobody can touch until it blows up in our face. That is unfortunately all the time we have for today, though. Patrick, thanks so much for taking some time with us.
Thank you for having me.
And once again, that is Patrick Hedger. He is the executive director of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. You can check out their work online at protectingtaxpayers.org. Check out our coverage of this poll and everything else going on in Washington and around the country this week at Reason.com. And for Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Catch me next week right here on another edition of American Radio Journal.